السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم. صدق الله العظيم. This is not the verse that you heard in last night's Taraweeh, but just after completion of a Fajr Salat, then it came to mind that I must discuss this verse. And this is a verse which I have discussed many, many times. But if there is what we term as a taqaza to discuss a certain verse, then why should we ignore it? Let us listen to it again. And probably it is linked with what I discussed yesterday, where we said that maal o aulaad qabr mein teri jaane ko nahi. Alhamdulillah, I found the link. Why? Yesterday we were discussing maal o aulaad qabr mein teri jaane ko nahi. Tujhko dozakh ki musibat se chudane ko nahi. Your wealth and your children, they will not accompany you to the grave. And they will not save you from the fire of Jahannam. They will not accompany you to the grave. They will come outside, they will make janaza salat and they will bury and go away. But nobody has accompanied the parent into the grave. Then they said, I dearly loved my father, so therefore I am going to sleep with him in the grave. I dearly loved my mother, therefore I am going to go with her into the grave and sleep there with her. Nobody does that. Juz amal qabr mein koi bhi tera yaar nahi. Besides amal, there's nobody that's your companion in the grave. Kya qiyamat hai ki isse tu khabardar nahi. So in this verse of the Quran Sharif, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he says on that day of judgment, the person's wealth and his children, they will be of no benefit. I'll just give you an explanation. They will not be of any benefit. What you heard in the poetry is actually a meaning of this verse of the Quran Sharif in poetry. That they are not going to be of any benefit, إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. But the person who comes with a sound heart on the day of Qiyamah, then that person will be benefited. The person must have a sound heart. So does it mean that the children and the wealth are going to be no benefit? If that is the case, then the person must not have anything to do with his children, he must have nothing to do with his wealth. So it does not mean that. What it means is that if we use the wealth correctly, or if we give the children a proper upbringing, then they will be of great benefit even on the day of Qiyamah. That same wealth and those same children will be of great benefit on the day of Qiyamah. For example, a person made his child hafiz of the Quran Sharif, so that child is going to make shafaat, intercede on behalf of the parents. Or the child was given a proper upbringing, now the parents have been buried, so that child becomes a sadqa jariya of those things, the sawab of which recurs even after death. One of it is walad salih, the child who is salih. Yad'u lahu, who makes dua for the parent. The parent has passed away, now the child is reading Quran Sharif, making dua for the parent. Ya Allah, forgive my parents, fill the grave with noor, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. So now that child is of great benefit. Or all the good deeds and good actions that that child will do because we gave proper education to that child. We didn't only concern ourselves with secular education, we gave them good Islamic education too. In fact, first, good Islamic education must be given, then you can give anything else. So then this child will be a sadqa jariya. So in this ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala talks about qalb-e salim. In Ruhul Maani, which is the famous tafsir of Allama Alusi rahmatullah alayh, in there he has given the signs of qalb-e salim. That who is the person that can say that he has got qalb-e salim? So the first one, very, very briefly, is the person whose heart is free of aqaid-e batila. الَّذِي يَكُونُ قَلْبُهُ خَالِيًا عَنِ الْأَقَائِدِ الْبَاطِلَ. As far as aqaid e batila is concerned, the person's heart is clear. That means kufr, shirk, bidat and all the other things. And in these days, everyone is trying to win over the hearts of the people. every different ideology that surfaces in the world, they want to go for the hearts of the people. So this person is very careful, he's on guard, that his heart is clear of aqaid-e batila. There is nothing in there but tawheed, belief in the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, belief in the risalat, and not only the risalat, but the finality of the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he is khatamun nabiyyin, he is the last and the final messenger. No one came after him as a messenger of Allah ta'ala, and no one will ever come. And whoever claimed prophethood after him, then he is nothing but claiming falsehood. So after Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, nobody came as a Nabi. And there was no need for any other Nabi because Islam and Deen became complete. So aqaid-e batila must not be in that person's heart. That is just one of the signs. Allazi yurshidu bani, allazi yunfiqu malahu fi sabilil bir. That's the second sign. That everybody can claim that I've got a sound heart, I've got a qalb-e saleem. But the person must spend his wealth in good causes. Spending on one's children, spending on one's family, that is also an obligation, it is a duty and you will get rewarded for it. Lots of people think only if we give in charities, then we get reward. And if we spend on our children, if we spend on the family, then there's no reward. Therefore, many people will be very, very miserly. They will not spend on their families. They will make them suffer. One person, one woman once phoned. She says, my husband is very rich. Very rich. But he's very miserly. He will bring half a dozen eggs. And after that, at the end of the week, he eats up all the half a dozen. But he will ask, what happened to the one dozen eggs I brought? He brings half a dozen and wants to know what happened to the one dozen. So the person thinks that spending on the family is of no reward. Whereas spending on the family is an obligation, it's a duty. And the person, if he does so properly, of course, what is not permissible is extravagance. Or to use in haram avenues. The children's desires are to go to the cinema, to the theater, to the rave club, to the discos, or to any kind of a haram parties or functions, and the person is giving the child plenty of money to go to such places, then of course that's not spending in the correct places. So if the person spends his wealth in the correct places, while spending on his family and all, but he still spends a little bit of that on the widows, on the orphans, he spends some on the poor, on the destitute, so then that is another one of the traits and signs of qalb-e saleem. But still that heart is not in a perfect condition. There are many, many other things that are required. Now we will say that he's got two things. Then he says the third thing is this, allazi yurshidu banihi ilal haqq, that the person not only is concerned about his own deen and sharia and his own piety and taqwa. Many of us, we are very much concerned about our own piety. Therefore we'll be five-time namazis. We will stay away from haram. We will distance ourselves from those things that are displeasing to Allah Ta'ala. But when it comes to our children, then we are unconcerned where they are. Where they are gone, we are unconcerned. They are pitching up midnight, after midnight. They are gone all to all the wrong places. And only one thing they have to tell us, that we are gone with friends and finish. But we are not particular, and all of us, we have this weakness that we will not question, we will not find out. And we will think that this child will get offended if we have to ask him who his friends were. Where were they spending the night? In which gambling den they were? In which prostitute quarters they were, in which drug den they were. And yet we know that these are the things that are happening. So the person must be concerned about his children also. He must direct them also towards haqq. He must see, he must check where are they going. Taraweeh salat time, how much of problems all the masajid are having. All the masajid, where the children just come. Sometimes they make the isha salat, even sometimes they don't even make that. Now the father is in the first saf, he is making his salat. And in the meantime that his son, 15-year-old, 16-year-old, sometimes bigger, sometimes little younger. But as soon as they came to the masjid, they saw that the father is gone in the first saf and the child has disappeared. Now at that time the father must make sure, he must tell the son, right, boy, we came to the masjid, now let's get into the masjid and then make him stand next to you. If you think he's one of those who disappears, vanishes, does the Houdini trick, because magical acts these days, disappearance acts are very common. Lots of things just disappear and vanish. So if he's one of those, then tell him right now, you come and stand next to me. But gently, kindly win them over with love, with tact, with diplomacy, with wisdom. Give them some incentives, but bring them in and make sure that they are in the masjid. Now we know that what is happening. After that, where do they disappear for that whole hour while the Taraweeh is on? And the father is very, very engrossed in his ibadat. So many of them are gone to the wrong places. And they only pitch up after the Taraweeh is over or much later than that. So we must show some concern that where are they? But first of all, of course, we have to be committed. Unfortunately, we are not committed. Therefore, we can't seem to say to the children. If the father himself is not committed, he cannot say to the children. If his own actions are bad, how can he tell to the children? So the father must be also good, and he must direct the children also towards good, towards haq. He must make sure that they also get the proper bringing and proper tarbiyah. After that, sometimes the father can make extensive effort, but the child still goes on to the wrong track. So then he is not blameworthy. Therefore we have this incident in the Quran Sharif of the wife of Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. She didn't accept. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, his father, rejected. Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, his son, rejected. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his uncles, rejected. So now all these people, effort was made on them. They were given the dalail, burhan, but yet they refused to accept. So there we won't blame those anbiya. In the same way, that father who has made the correct effort, but still due to the environment pressure or the peer pressure, whatever it is, the child is gone into the wrong line. But he's trying, he's crying, he's making the effort, then we won't blame that father. So that is another thing, yurshadu banihi ilal haq. Then the fourth thing is extremely important in these days, that alladhi yakunu qalbuhu khaliyan an ghalawati shahawat. That the person's heart is empty of being overpowered by shahawat, passions. Evil passions and desires do not overpower that person. Shahwat Allah Ta'ala has kept. Allah has kept passion. Otherwise we wouldn't have procreation, we wouldn't have had children. Allah Ta'ala has kept that. There is a need for it. But where there is like a madhouse in our society, everywhere around us, nothing but zina, zina, zina. It's no more just triangles, it's rectangles and every other kind of angles that you can think of. People are just caught up in so many different relationships, so many different women in their lives. That poor woman in the house, she is crying. And she's a pretty woman. There's nothing short. But yet, shaitan and nafs just drags them to all the other areas. So this is something that destroys the peace and sukoon of the heart. It destroys the family life. How many marriages are ending because of that? So this person cannot claim to have qalb-e salim, no matter how much of namaz he is making, no matter how much of zikr and tilawat he is making, no matter how much he goes out in dini activities, and no matter how much he is making an effort to bring about a reformation in the society. Sometimes we look at all those things and we think that the person has got qalb-e salim, but he himself is involved in illicit relationships. Uska sukoon chin gaya, kitni hai talkhiye hayat. Jisne chakke hai dosto, fani booton ke namkiyat. His sukoon will be gone. The person who gets involved in an illicit relationship and he's married, how can he ever have sukoon? Because he's all the time under fear that my wife must not come to know, my parents must not come to know, my friends must not see me, society must... But how can you keep it a secret? The person who is persistent, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will expose it. We cannot conceal it for very long. And especially those people who go for Hajj and come back. There are so many people, they will go for Hajj. In fact, they'll meet up their beloveds there. We deal with cases every day, so we know what is happening. Say, I met up with this girl in Arafat. I met up with this girl in Mina. inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And immediately after returning, then they start making phone calls and cell messages are sent and all kinds of communications begin. And then the wife discovers that immediately after Hajj, this person is involved in so much of relationships. Where did it build up from Hajj? Those sins which we are supposed to go and leave behind, we bring them from there. So that person's sukoon is gone, and that person does not have qalb-e salim. So then he must not wait for immediate entry into Jannah. That is Allah Ta'ala's prerogative. The person makes sincere tawbahs, repents, asks Allah Ta'ala for maaf, Allah Ta'ala will forgive. But if not, then the person's happiness and sukoon and everything has been stolen, snatched away. So qalb-e salim, the person must not be overpowered. There must be a balance. Therefore Allah Ta'ala said that make nikah. The reason why people are going crazy is that we are watching the filth on the television screens, on the internet sites, reading the filthy magazines, our newspapers, and everything in the media is attracting us towards nothing but zina, 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 adultery and fornication. Otherwise there was a time in the society, Muslim society, when it was abhorred. When it was just heard that somebody is involved in some relationship, it was like news. Now today if you hear that this person is not involved in an illicit relationship, then that is news. It's the opposite. When a boy goes for a proposal these days somewhere, then the first concern of that family, is he involved in drugs? Does he have another woman? This is what they are concerned. First thing they are worried about, is he involved in drugs? Has he got another woman? So that shows to what level we have reduced ourselves. And the last thing there is that his heart must be free of ma'asi wa Allah. Besides Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, his heart must be clear. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi, ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. Ek unse kya muhabbat ho gayi, sari dunya hi se nafrat ho gayi. That the person's heart must become such that it must be, that there must be none inside there besides Allah Ta'ala, the love of his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then everything else will follow because of the love of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The love of the children, love of the parents, and love of everything else will be because Allah and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam have ordered that we must love these things. But if they say must hate something, must detest something, must distance yourself from something, then no matter how much the love of that in our heart, but we are going to say that no. We are not going to sacrifice Allah Ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam's love for the sake of this. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless us all with qalb-e salim, so that we can get immediate entry into Jannah. We have to do something. We can't just sit back and relax. We always say must do something. So even in deen we have to do something. So make the himmat, take the plunge. A little bit of courage is required to throw out all these evils that have crept into our lives. And sukoon will return, sukoon. It is a great treasure of a Muslim and a mu'min. May Allah Ta'ala bless me, bless you and the entire ummat with it. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله
La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidan-e-hu, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidan-e-hu, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aab-o-gil, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil. Ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar, ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar. Tu hi tu aaye nazar dekhun jidhar, tu hi tu aaye nazar dekhun jidhar. Tu hi tu aaye nazar dekhun jidhar. La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Allahu Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah 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 Allah, 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 Allah.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم ربنا يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, او مائی رحیم اللہ, او مائی کریم اللہ, او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ, موسٹ کمپیشنٹ اللہ, موسٹ لونگ اللہ, موسٹ کیئرنگ اللہ, موسٹ ٹالرنٹ اللہ, موسٹ بیوٹیفل اللہ, فورگیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس. یا اللہ, وی آر یور سنفل سروینٹس, ایکسٹریملی سنفل. یا اللہ, وی آر ایکسٹریملی ویک. Oh my beloved Allah, but we are turning towards you. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives from the time we became of age up till now. Oh my beloved Allah, you could have seized us there and then. You could have destroyed us the moment we committed sins. You could have ordered the earth to split open and swallow us up. Oh Allah, you could have sent gale force winds against us. You could have sent flood waters and destroyed us. Oh my beloved Allah, but how kind you are, how loving you are, how forgiving you are, how tolerant you are. That you did not seize us, you gave us the opportunity to repent, to make tawbah, to return to you. Oh my beloved Allah, this part of the morning, and this Mubarak month of Ramadan, when the rains of Rahmat are pouring, Ya Allah, when your forgiveness knows no bounds and no limits, we are extending our begging bowls before you. You have attached these begging bowls to our bodies so that we may extend them before you any part of the day or night. And Ya Allah, you are all seeing, all hearing, all knowing. Ya Allah, this very moment, you know of the thoughts that are crossing our mind. Ya Allah, you are seeing us raise our hands before you. Ya Allah, you are listening to our pleas. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam around the globe is suffering. Ya Allah, we know because of our sins, all kinds of azab is coming upon us. But oh Allah, you dearly love forgiveness. Therefore you have given us the month of Ramadan so that we may seek forgiveness. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, of our hands and feet, of our heart and mind. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins, our minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh my beloved Allah, we are only fooling ourselves if we thought nobody was watching us in the darkness. Ya Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. Oh my beloved Allah, we are turning towards you. Who is there for us besides you? Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. My beloved Allah, bless us all with good health, spiritual health and physical health. Bless us all with qalb-e saleem, O my beloved Allah. O my beloved Allah, cures of all our spiritual ailments and physical ailments. Our hearts are filled with envy, with jealousy, with malice, with greed, with pride, with envy. Ah, my Allah, what have we made of our hearts? Ya Allah, humare dilo ka sukoon ghaib ho gaya. Sukoon of our hearts, tranquility has vanished. But oh my beloved Allah, who is there to purify us besides you? Ya Allah, man has made dynamite sticks, it can blow up huge mountains. Oh my beloved Allah, what is there to blow away the sins, the mountains of sins that we have? Cures of all our ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Whosoever is sick and ailing, whether they are in hospitals or clinics or homes or amongst us, Ya Allah, cure them of all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Ya Allah, we know that sometimes these diseases and sicknesses can be a rahmat and a mercy and a blessing. But oh Allah, we cannot bear this mercy of sickness. Ya Allah, change it to the rahmat of good health. Oh my beloved Allah, those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Remove their depression. Those who are in distress, remove their distress. Ya Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk. Why should we go towards haram when there's no shortage in your treasures of halal? Ya Allah, you are the Razzaq. You are the one who provides risk and sustenance for every creature in this world. The fish in the ocean, the animals in the jungles, the billions of creatures around. Ya Allah, you are the one who provides. Why should we go towards haram? Ya Allah, save us from going to the banks and borrowing on interest. How can there be barakat in our homes when our carpets are on interest, when our curtains are on interest, when our furniture is on interest, when our home itself is on interest, when our cars are on interest, and even the groceries that we purchase is on interest? Ah, my Allah, give us the realization that with your curse there can be no barakat. Ya Allah, distance us from taking interest and giving interest. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with barakat in our sustenance, barakat in our lives, barakat in our homes, barakat in our time, barakat in our wealth, barakat in every bounty of yours. Don't seize any bounty, oh my beloved Allah, because of our sins. Oh Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Bless us with the best of this world and the best of the hereafter. Save us from the azab of qabr. Save us from the azab of hashar. Cause us to cross-pull sirat like lightning and enter into jannat without any reckoning. In the company of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that it become extremely easy for us to do all those things that are pleasing to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, change the conditions of adversity to that of prosperity. Throughout the world, remove the difficulties, hardships, problems, trials and tests of the Muslim Ummah. Oh Allah, in Palestine, Chechnya, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Iraq, India, Pakistan, Europe, America, Africa. Ya Allah, throughout the world where the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is suffering, remove the difficulties, the hardships, the problems. Bless the disbelievers with Iman. Bless the enemies of Islam with Iman. Ya Allah, give them hidayat. Open their eyes to the beauties of Islam. But if they have made up their minds, they will never accept Islam. And they will continue with the torture and persecution and oppression and tyranny of the Muslim Ummah. Then, oh my beloved Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Send gale force winds against them. Cause the plains to crash. Create division and disunity of their ranks. Oh my beloved Allah, one day we have to leave this world. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Whether we like it or not, we will have to depart from this world. Ya Allah, when the time of our departure comes, don't let the angel of death find us in adultery or fornication or popping drugs in our mouths or a bottle of wine in our hands or at a casino or a disco or a cinema or a theater. Oh my beloved Allah, we don't know when the angel of death will strike. Young, fit, healthy people are suddenly leaving this world. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, bless us with death on Iman. Death in Madina Tayyiba. Death in Madina Tayyiba. By Allah. Bless us with Shahadat in Madina Tayyiba. At the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. With the Salatu Wassalamu Alaika Ya Rasul Allah on our lips. Let our soul come dancing towards you. Hamari ruh jhoomti hui tere paas aa jaye. Let our burial be in Jannatul Baqi. But if it is not Muqaddar there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. All his life, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made duas for us. Ya Allah, all the goodness that he asked for us, bless us with that goodness. Bless our parents with that goodness, wives and children with that goodness, and the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, Ya Allah, protect us and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقے میں ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. اے اللہ, ہم گندے ہیں لیکن تیرے بندے, ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول کر لے. میرے اللہ, ہم جیسے بھی ہیں قبول کر لے. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.